Often on Country Life, we're miles from home down dusty, unsealed roads. Well, for our next story, I walked 300 metres from the RNZ office in central Hamilton to Rabobank's new HQ to meet its CEO, Todd Charteris. Hello.
You should work in here.
Todd?
Yeah,
I'm Carol.
We're in the process of moving in, and we've been held up a little bit with COVID, and that's a bit frustrating, but we're nearly there. And one of the things we're most proud about is, of course, our woolen carpet. And so we sourced the wool for the carpet from three farmers, two in the North Island, Taiapi in the King Country, and one from south Otago, and then partnered with CP Wool to have the raw materials scoured and then spun, and then created this, what I think is a great looking carpet.
Sounds like you almost didn't have wool carpet.
Well, from my perspective, we were always going to have wool carpet. We just had to find a way to do it. And, when their original proposition was put to me by the sort of office designer at the time, said, well, you'll have to use synthetic carpet because it comes in carpet squares, and that's the only way we can get it into the building, because where we are now is on the third and fourth floor of a building here in Hamilton. And I thought, well, we need to find another way around that. So because it was a new building, we managed to get the timing right, and the rolls of carpet were lifted in with a crane through one of the windows that hadn't been put in at that time.
So you couldn't get it in the lift? The rolls are too big?
No, too big for the lift. And I think one of the great things, and this is what's evolving in the woolen industry, is now you can get, or soon we'll be able to get, carpet tiles made of woolen carpet, and I think that'll then open up a whole new avenue from a commercial point of view for commercial buildings to think about what they're using, from a sustainability and environment point of view. I mean, I think it's such a good product, sustainable, produced on farm, produced locally, and I think I really implore all companies to really think about it.
And you can actually source this back to three particular farms.
Well, that was part of the project. So essentially, we sourced, I think it was about 3,000 kilos of wool we needed. I went on one site to one of the wool sheds and helped out on a couple of sheep.
How did that go?
Oh, well, it was, back in my days at university, that's how I paid for my way through university, working in wool sheds. So I've always enjoyed that. It was a bit like riding a bike, I suppose.
Came back to you okay?
Yeah. It was short-lived. I didn't stay there for long. So, but it was good fun. And 100%, we know exactly where the wool that has come from for this carpet. And it all started actually with a conversation with one of our clients actually on farm, and we were talking about moving our office up to Hamilton, and John Oliver said, well, you can get your own carpet made. And I said, well, I didn't actually. So that's how the seed was sown, and that's how we come about to starting the project, and here we are.
How much carpet have you needed?
About 1,200 square metres. That's in this site, but we're also able to use some of that carpet we've refitted into a new office in Gore, as well as Blenheim, but we're just about out now.
Some of the wool for the carpet came from Mark Crystal, who farms on the Taihape Napier Road. He says he was thrilled to be asked to be one of the suppliers and says it's time for wool to have a comeback.
Wool has been in the doldrums, and it's certainly costing us money to harvest the wool at the moment, and we'd love to see it take a resurgence and actually get paid for a beautiful, sustainable product.
How much is it costing you at the moment? What's the deficit?
The deficit is, wool has come up in price, but it's costing us around about $4.50 per animal, and we are receiving probably $2.
How many sheep do you shear?
We run around 12,000 ewes plus hoggets on top of that. So we winter around 15,000 sheep, and those sheep get shorn twice a year. Plus their progeny get shorn as well. So we're sort of shearing in the vicinity of 40,000 sheep a year.
So you're looking at a deficit of about $80,000.
Correct.
That's staggering.
It is staggering, considering in the 70s it used to be, when my father was actively farming in those years, wool made up 75% of his income. There's a lot of innovation happening in wool at the moment, which is great, and I, for one, and a few others think that the long term, if you future of our wool is probably more potentially in building products rather than on floorings.
What sort of things?
Things like Jib in Wellington. A guy down there has made a boat out of wool. He basically says that we can put wool into out of anything. So I think when we have a shortage of building products, whether it be cladding on the outside of our houses or Jib or even insulation, there are some modern insulation products out there at the moment. But, you know, if we could potentially have a real push towards that. And the more people that use it, the more it'll bring the price down and then the more it'll be used.
Currently, the bulk of the wool from Mark's Romney flock goes into carpets.
So this is it. I think we bought the mat window there.
It's a grey fleck, I suppose. And it would be commercial quality, so you're going to expect it to wear very well.
Absolutely, it's commercial grade.
Rabobank is relocating to Hamilton. Why are you doing that?
Well, we've always had a presence in Hamilton, first of all. But Rabobank in New Zealand, up until now, have had our head office in Wellington. Now, we had a look at it, something that I've had been looking at for a while, and saying, well, where is the best place for our head office to be? And a decision was made, well, for me, the Waikato is such a thriving agricultural, rural-based regional centre in my mind. I mean, it's a thriving business town, but has its roots deeply ingrained in agriculture. And also you've got the proximity to, you know, Auckland, some major markets up there. Got the Bay of Plenty not far away, and it's just a really good hub for us and aligns deeply with our purpose as a food and agri bank.
How many people will work out of this building?
We'll have about 90 on day one, but we've got a capacity for a bit more.
How many of those people are relocating?
We've had about 35 or 40 relocate.
So let me have a look at this carpet. Yeah. Oh, you can see a few colours in there, can't you?
Yeah, I think there's a grey and a...
There's a grey and a blue, almost a black, isn't
there? Yeah, I think there is a black. I think there is a black.
Yeah. Were you here when it was craned in?
I was standing over there, yeah. Yeah, I was.
Todd Charteris, CEO of Rabobank. He says they'll be in the new building in a couple of weeks. You also heard from farmer Mark Crystal.